USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and the First Lady are set to visit Uvalde, Texas today. The visit comes 5 days after an elementary school shooting where 19 kids were killed and two teachers. On Saturday, the president spent some time firing up students at the University of Delaware, delivering the commencement address.
And so to the university class of 2022, there's no limit in what you can do, I promise you. So get going, for God's sake. Godspeed on your journey, keep the faith, and take it back, please. This is yours. Take it back. We need you.
A very busy sports day on tap with the running of the Indianapolis 500 set for later today, along with Game 7 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A city in Michigan held an emergency baby formula distribution event on Friday to help parents who are struggling to find formula in the grocery store. The city of Dearborn's Department of Public Health collaborated with local nonprofits for the event. Mayor Abdullah Hamoud describing the event.
They are providing formula to as many families as possible. We've been able to locate working a network that we have created of nonprofits and local stakeholders, try to identify formula to the greatest of our capacity, and try to not solve the formula shortage, but tried to hopefully help in a short term.
The shortage began after an Abbott plant in Sturgis, Michigan closed in February. The FDA recently reached an agreement with Abbott to reopen the plant next week. Top Gun Maverick is the hottest movie out this Memorial Day weekend. The hit sequel is expected to earn over $140 million over the weekend, breaking the previous box office record set by Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Former President Donald Trump rallied Saturday for Harriet Hageman, who's mounting a primary challenge to Wyoming Republican Representative Liz Cheney.
In 2 months from now, the people of Wyoming are going to tell her, Liz, you're fired. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Congresswoman Cheney emerged as an outspoken Trump critic, voting in favor of his impeachment and currently sitting on the January 6th committee. As we head into June, the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues to get worse. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford highlights the crisis at the border and how he's working across the aisle with Democrats as it worsens month after month.
Now, this has been long-term relationships to be able to push back and forth, to be able to bring facts to bear, to say this is what's really happening, this is what's going on, sitting down with Democrat senators and trying to be able to argue through based on the facts of what's actually happening. They understand there's total chaos at the border, and it's getting worse every month. We get to March was the highest number ever, then April was higher than March, actually.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is testing positive for COVID-19. The 54-year-old vaccinated and boosted Newsom announcing the news on his Twitter page Saturday and saying he's experiencing mild symptoms and will be isolating while he works remotely. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.